Time now for World Sport from the BBC with me, Mark Crossley. The fastest man and woman in the world this year are running in the Diamond League Athletics meeting in Birmingham later, in the absence of World and Olympic champion Usain Bolt. Asif Opara will be hoping to continue his good form in the 100 metres. From Birmingham, Adi Adedoyin looks ahead.
Asif Opara told me that his pursuit of that elusive first global title has become something of an obsession. He says he constantly visualizes himself standing on the podium, gold medal round his neck, and has even started dreaming about it. And there's a growing feeling that he won't get a better chance to fulfill that ambition than at next month's World Championships. Usain Bolt is in good form, but perhaps not the record-breaking shape of 2009. Powell, on the other hand, appears to be approaching his best. He's exuded an air of confidence all weekend, perhaps due to his showing last time out in Lausanne, when he ran 9.78 seconds, the quickest time in the world this year by some margin. But with the forecast for rain, the Jamaican says he'll be chasing the wind and not the clock on Sunday. The fastest woman in the world this year, Carmelita Jetta, is another athlete in search of a first global title. As part of her preparations for the World Championships, she's opted for the 200 metres and a showdown against Jamaica's Olympic silver medalist Kerron Stewart. And it's a battle of the world outdoor and indoor champions, with home favourite Philippe Soudobou and Teddy Tamgo of France going head-to-head in the men's triple jump.
Next to tennis, and the 16-time Grand Slam winner Roger Federer has refused to be drawn on his Davis Cup future with Switzerland. Federer teamed up with his Olympic gold medalist doubles partner Stanislas Wawrinka to beat Portugal 3-0 in the latest round of matches. It's a win which means Switzerland now take a step towards restoring their place in the world group. But Federer isn't sure whether he'll be able to commit himself to Davis Cup ties in the future.
I mean, it's nice playing for Switzerland. I think that's what it's all about for me, really, more than anything else. It gives me an opportunity to be playing at home, which otherwise I would have to organize, which I'm happy to do too, but it's obviously nice to be playing for something and playing for my buddies in my team and for the fans that come watch me play. So there's enough reasons, you know. I have good memories from ties in the past. I learned a lot through it. Unfortunately, it hasn't always been a priority to me because I was following bigger goals in terms of rankings and other tournaments, but who knows what happens in the future. I don't know myself.
In football, the Arsenal goalkeeper Manuel Almunia and striker Nicholas Bentner are in talks with unnamed clubs about moves away from the Emirates. They are both left out of a 23-man squad travelling to Asia for a pre-season tour, and an Arsenal spokesman's confirmed that it's so they can negotiate potential transfers. Substitute Fred scored in the final minute as Brazil came from behind to draw 2-2 with Paraguay in Group B at the Copa America in Argentina. Both teams have 2 points after their first two games. In the day's other match in Group B, Venezuela beat Ecuador by a goal to nil and now top the group with 4 points.